Hi, it's Simon Smedley here from Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my music features, and I'm here with Sid and James from Cupids. So, hiya guys, how's things?
How do you? Yeah, really good.
We're down in the annals of Manchester Arndale, actually. Cupids have just played a cracking little half-hour set at Dr. Martin's on Market Street.
We've been stuck in down here for a week.
We can't get out. We've lost Jake. Brian's done a runner. Sid, just your half-hour Dr. Martin's thing, did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was great.
Nice little crowd, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's been nice over the summer doing these interesting gigs, like the rooftop ones that we did a month ago or whatever. And yeah, it was a good crowd.
Yeah, because you've done stuff for Dr. Martin's before, I think.
We have, yeah. Great Escape, we played the Dr. Martin stage. And they give us a couple of freebies, don't they, somewhere? We came back. It's nice, the support.
Yeah,
up and coming music, so
yeah, good stuff. James, you obviously Cupids have been doing loads of different sort of festivals, Great Escape, Kendall, Spaceport bit on the rooftop there. I mean, you've done loads of stuff this summer, haven't you? It's been busy, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been busy. I think a highlight for me was probably Why Not Festival.
Because
not been there before, first time. And just what a great crowd, what a great stage as well. Jack Daniels, this really stage.
Yeah.
Really look after you. It's just.
Yeah. I was going to say, this feeling of really putting on some good stuff for young bands out there at the moment.
This year especially, they've really pushed it, and there's a guy called Mikey Johns who's doing a really, really good job, and
he's
just constantly pushing new bands. He lives for it, which is really nice to see.
Because you're off up to the Leeds Festival as well.
It was really good. really enjoyed it.
Unfortunately, it's a bit too much in advance to talk too much about Leeds, but when this comes out it'll be after, but obviously you're sure it'll be good,
it's like my mecca Leeds festival.
It's a big thing for
you. We all went to it
when I was 16 years old, like I said, on Facebook, throwing up in the bin with Metallica blasting my ears.
And
I was looking around like that, this is like the holy ground. And obviously, like, I've been to other festivals since, I prefer the smaller ones and stuff, but it's going to be really special playing Leeds. When I was 16, I'd be looking around like, imagine playing here, like, how incredible that would be, but that's never going to happen for me, and then now we're doing it, and it's great.
So has it only kind of recently been sort of organised, this?
Yeah, probably got confirmed.
It wasn't long ago, yeah.
I was going to say,
Which is even better, because we haven't built it up now, so we could turn up and just really enjoy ourselves now.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah. Just looking ahead then, we've got the Brit Project on September the 24th. And that's a massive day for you, isn't it, with Primal Scream, Black Grape, amongst many, many others. I mean, are you looking forward to that?
Yeah.
Sid plays a part in Primal Scream, though. He had a lead singer, I believe, as well.
I used to be Bobby Gillespie.
Oh, really? Really?
See the resemblance.
Yeah.
And now I don't know what I am. I don't know what I am anymore.
But it's a good...
I hope it's going to be good, because I was supposed to be going to stag do to Prague, so
all
I had
right,
to cancel
right.
that, which is
oh,
nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it'd be good. It's going to be that lineup, man. It's great. So Black Grape as well in it. So just looking forward to seeing them bands as well.
Yeah. Anything sort of gig wise? Any other stuff planned?
There's a neighbourhood festival as well.
Yeah.
That we're doing in town, which is looking good.
Is that the October the 22nd? Is it? I think.
Yes.
Something like that.
15th. October
15th. 15th it is.
Right.
Another good one.
Yeah.
It's nice. There's been a few festivals in Manchester this year.
And no doubt you'll be going down the Big Smoke again, I think. Because you've been down there a few times this year, haven't you?
Yeah, already. It's all going to be later in the year now.
Yeah.
Track releases, everything. We're not rushing.
Have you had sort of a good response to the stuff you've released this year?
It's a demo recording, really. People seem to like it. It's nice to know at the gigs because people know the words to that one, so they sing into it. It's coming, you know. We're not being lazy. We're still working hard and stuff like that.
When are you actually in the studio, James? Are you
always going in and out of the studio getting stuff ready. I think we've really found our sound this time. We've got a new management working with a producer. And we've really found it, I think, this time. So we'll be going back, finishing some more tracks.
Yeah.
And probably next year, maybe I think we might be releasing a single sooner than later, but really got any solid concrete plans yet.
There's certainly plenty going on with Cupids, isn't there, and it's all
it's all good, all positive again, which is nice. And we're just really looking forward to it, and really happy for everyone that's still coming to see us and messaging us nice things all the time, which is good.
Good. Okay, thanks very much, lads.